City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Episode 5.
We can keep good paying jobs here instead of seeing them shipped to other cities. I'm all in favor of protecting the
environment. How's he doing?
Hi, Mike. He's not doing too bad. He's great on the business questions. Some people are asking him about his flip-flops, though.
Yeah, we anticipated that. Don't worry, Madeline. We've prepped him for this. He was over at our office doing a mock town hall with our staff. He did great.
He seems pretty confident out there.
Yeah, a rise in the poll would do that to you.
I have to admit, Mike, I was skeptical about your strategy, but you were right. He's getting a lot of support.
He's a shrewd politician, Madeline. We just needed to update his message a bit. Look at those people smiling. They love him. He's really hitting his stride.
Yeah, he seems like he's really taken to this new message.
You sound disappointed, Madeline.
Well, I just thought he'd stick to his principles more.
He's a good politician, Madeline. He wants to win.
Yeah, but what does that mean, though? Every time there's a change in public opinion, he's going to change his position?
If he wants to keep winning, that's politics, Madeline. That's the business we're in. Come on, you've been doing this long enough to know that.
Yeah, I guess so. There's just something about ditching these people after they've supported him for so long.
Don't feel bad. There aren't many of them left. Come on, Madeline, you know the numbers. This group is insignificant. If anything, they've held him back. Look at him now. He's in the lead. He's got business and mainline Christians on his side. All he did was ditch the radical Christians. No big loss.
Well, there's still a lot of people who think like they do, Mike.
Apparently not. Polls don't lie, Madeline. He ditched the radicals and he's in the lead. That's all you need to know.
Last election, they were the heart and soul of the party. Now they're radicals?
They've alienated themselves from the rest of society. They're a liability. They weren't always that way, but now they are. They did it to themselves. Instead of keeping up with society, they chose to fight against it. Against us. Bob represents the majority now. He's going to be a great president.
Hello, my name is Carol Jennings. I've voted for you in the past several elections.
Well, thank you. I hope I can count on your vote this time as well.
Well, I'm not sure anymore. Other people have brought this up earlier, but you seem to have changed your position on several issues.
Well, Carol, I've talked to a lot of people. I've always kept in touch with the people I've served, and I can tell you that I've learned a lot from them over the years. As I talked to more and more people, they told me about new concerns that they had, ones that, frankly, I hadn't considered before. And as I listened to people, I found that we all share the same values: freedom and the right to live our lives unencumbered by the heavy hand of government and the love for family. What I learned was that we all have different ways of living these values. That's what makes our city such a special place. No matter where you're from, no matter who you are, no matter who you love, we all share that desire for freedom. And the beauty of this city is that we can all be free to live our values if we're free from a burdensome government and free to succeed through our own God-given abilities.
Well, Councilman, speaking of God, there's a gay marriage bill making its way through the city council, a body of which you're still a member. How will you be voting on that bill?
Carol, I'm going to be voting on the side of freedom, because that's a value we can all agree with.
But, Councilman Sherwood, in the last election, you said you're standing against any attempt to redefine marriage because you did not want to be a part in undermining traditional family values.
Now, now, we want to hear all sides. Carol, I understand your concerns, but I think you'll find if you talk to people in these relationships, They're just like you and me. They love just like we do. I've had an opportunity to speak with many gay couples. I'll admit, I was surprised at how much we shared in common. The values of freedom and family. They helped me understand that true freedom is the freedom to be who you are. And that means the freedom to love who you love.
So you've changed your position on this issue.
My position has evolved. We all have to consider the changes that are going on in our society. I'll admit, I was taken by surprise by the speed at which these things have happened. But I saw it as an opportunity to better understand the people I work for, the people I proudly serve.
Councilman, if we love these people, isn't it better to warn them of the danger they're in rather than encourage them?
Danger? I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
The danger of going to hell if they die in their sins, just like anyone else if they die in their sins. We all need a savior.
Now, Carol. We don't want to judge other people's lifestyles.
I'm not judging them. I'm simply telling them what God says. None of us gets a free pass. All of us need to turn from our sins and believe in Jesus. Even gay people.
Bigot, get out of here. We don't want your hate here.
There are lots of voices in this city, and that's what makes us strong. And our ability to get along with each other, despite our differences, is what makes this city a great city.
But what about Christian voices? Who's going to represent us?
I've always been a supporter of the Christian community in this city. In fact, just the other day, the Evangelical Liturgical Church Association endorsed me for city council president. And they support the gay marriage bill. Christian groups all over the city have come out in support of my candidacy, as they have for many, many years. I'm proud to represent the Christians of this city.
Many of those groups have turned their backs on biblical teaching.
Carol, I disagree with that. They understand that Jesus loves us all, that showing Jesus' love means accepting people the way God made them. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves, right?
How is it loving to encourage people to do things that God hates and that He'll punish them for if they don't turn from them and believe in Jesus?
You're the one who hates.
God doesn't hate, not the God I know. And the overwhelming majority of Christians in this city agree with me and support me, just as they always have.
If this bill passes, what's going to happen to the rights of Christians in this city?
Christians have always been protected in this city and always will be. There are many, many Christian groups supporting this bill. There's no need to worry.
What about Christians who don't support this bill? Then leave!
I think if you reflect on this, you'll come to realize, as I did, that God's love can bridge all our differences. We have an inclusive city with room for many different views. We just have to remember to be tolerant of each other. We're stronger together than we'll ever be divided.
But what about protection for Christians who don't agree with promoting sin in our city?
Carol, I would encourage you to re-examine your Bible as these other Christian groups have done. I think you'll find there's a lot more room for tolerance in there than you remember. We have to be a society of inclusion, a society where we all benefit when each individual benefits. We all want the same freedoms. We all want strong families. And those who have faith traditions that were established in a time when we didn't know what we know now, well, those beliefs and structural biases will have to be changed.
What? Did he just say people have to change their beliefs? I can't believe it.
Thank you. Okay, don't forget. Page 62 through 68 for tomorrow. And your reports are due by the end of this week. Jenny, can I speak with you for a moment?
What is it, Miss Lawrence?
Jenny, I have to talk to you about your essay for the contest.
I showed it to my mom before I turned it in. She said the spelling was all right.
Oh, the spelling's fine, Jenny. It's just...
What's wrong with it, Miss Lawrence?
Well, Jenny, I was wondering if you'd like to write another one about someone else that had an impact on your life. Like one of your parents, or a friend.
Wasn't that supposed to be about the person who has the biggest impact on our lives?
Yes.
Well, Jesus had the biggest impact on my life. He saved me. Do you know about Jesus, Miss Lawrence?
Yes, Jenny. I'm a Christian, too. I think it's wonderful that you wrote about Jesus.
Then what's wrong?
Well, Jenny... They just don't want people talking about Jesus in this school.
Why not?
Well, I guess a lot of people have different beliefs, and they don't want to show favoritism or offend anyone.
So I'm supposed to lie?
Oh no, Jenny. I'd never tell you to lie.
But if I said someone else had a bigger impact on my life, then I would be lying.
I know. I just really want you to have a chance to be in the essay contest. But they're not going to let you with that essay.
But everyone else can write about whoever they want to write about.
I know, Jenny. It isn't fair.
Aren't they worried about offending me?
No, I guess not.
What would you do, Miss Lawrence?
I don't know.
Jesus said, whoever denies me before men, he I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. If I wrote about someone else just because people don't like Jesus, wouldn't that be like denying him?
Oh, Jenny, sometimes we have to make choices, and...
Didn't Joshua say we had to choose who we'd serve? He said that he and his house would serve the Lord.
I know, Jenny, but sometimes it's not that easy.
So you think I should write a different essay?
I'd really like to see you in that contest, Jenny. You're so talented. If you could just write about someone else.
I don't think I want to be in the contest. It's not that important. I'd rather stand up for Jesus.
I'm so sorry, Jenny. I'm so sorry for this.
Can I go now, Miss Lawrence?
Yes, you can go, Jenny.
Miss Lawrence?
Yes, Jenny?
Did you say you're a Christian?
Well, I...
Goodbye, Miss Lawrence.
What did I just do? Did I just tell a girl to deny Jesus? What did I just do?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
So, did you make a decision yet?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it, praying about it. If God's got a plan for me, I'm just not hearing it.
Well, it's good to pray and think. So, what you been thinking?
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about with those other jobs. I don't want to be tempted to act like them. On the other hand, I keep thinking I can be a light in a dark place. Maybe God will give me chances to talk to people about Jesus. I don't know. I'm so confused.
It could be a good witness opportunity.
Yeah, but Bill, you were saying that your work clamped down on things like that a while back, didn't you?
Well, yeah. You definitely have to be a little more subtle. We're not allowed to proselytize at work.
And what falls under the heading of proselytize?
Well, that's a little tough to define. Basically, if you say something and someone doesn't like it, you're proselytizing.
Oh, great. And what if someone doesn't like me praising God about good things happening, or talk about church when someone asks me how my weekend went?
Well, you'll probably be okay with the church thing. I mean, if they ask you. As far as praising God, I don't know. I don't really see a lot of that in my work.
What do you think, Mom?
Well, I don't like the idea of you in an environment like that. But of all the people that were saved, God wouldn't need to send in one of his ambassadors.
That's true.
And Mark, at some point you do need to get a job. I mean, if you wait around for the perfect situation, you might be waiting a long time.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. But you know what I'm really worried about? I'm worried I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be one of those Christians who just witnesses by the way they behave.
Well, Mark, the Bible does say that people will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven.
Yeah, but that's only if they know I'm a Christian and I acknowledge God. I'm afraid I'm not going to do that. Then everyone will just think I'm a nice Buddhist.
That's why we have to pray and ask God for courage. So in a time of testing, we don't fail the test.
I'm so afraid of that. I don't want to let him down. I think about little things, like, am I going to have the courage to pray at lunch? What if I can't even do that?
Well, Mark, you're learning already. These are the challenges when we go out into a sinful world. There are more of them than there are of us. Jesus said, "For many are called, but few chosen." It's easy to stand up for Jesus when you're in church or around other Christians. But you know from college that when you have to do it around unbelievers, well, that's when we find out how much faith we have.
I know. I hated dealing with that in school.
Well, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't get any easier.
The difference is, I wasn't trying to earn a living at school. See, this is what I'm concerned about. Am I going to have these thoughts? Am I going to be sitting down to lunch in the cafeteria and I'm about to pray, and then I notice someone looking at me from across the room? Am I going to pray anyway? Am I going to worry about who this is and how they can make it hard for me to do my job? What if it's my boss's boss? Is that prayer going to cost me my job and my rent money? I don't want to think about those things. I don't want to think about choosing between my income and being faithful to God. Oh, I pray that never happens.
You said the right word, Mark. Pray. Those are the times when our faith is tested and we have to make a choice. That's when we need God's strength the most. If we rely on our own strength, we're going to fail. I know I don't have any strength without God.
Me either, Mark. I'm sad to say that, well, sometimes I think those things too. Sometimes I don't pray when other people are around. I need God's Spirit as much as anyone else. And I've been saved since before you were born. And still, I have moments of weakness. The lesson is, Mark, we're never so spiritually mature that we don't need God's Spirit. Remember, Jesus promised to send the Comforter. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't think we'd need him.
Thanks, Dad. It's good to know I'm not the only one who struggles with these things.
Oh, believe me, son. We're going to be prone to weakness until we leave this flesh. But until then, we've got God's Spirit to rely on. We just need to remember to ask him for help.
Yeah, that's good to remember.
When do you have to call that guy back?
I got an email from Ken the other day. He said he liked my resume and he'd love to have me join them. I'm supposed to let him know by tomorrow.
Wow, not much time left.
I know. It's a miracle that I even ran into this guy. God seemed to really be working in that situation. After all I've been through, what's the chance I'd run into a Christian guy who works for the company I just got rejected by, and he has a position open? Am I just being stupid? Is God offering me up this job on a platter and I'm not smart enough to realize it?
You're just trying to do the right thing. I'm sure God appreciates that you're thinking about these things. Other people would be worried more about how much money they could make.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what I'm going to do. I just want to go pray about it one more time.
That sounds like a good idea. Your mom and I'll pray too. It's a big decision.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. Just pray for wisdom for me, and I don't let God down.